This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
We are the biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. Welcome to Business Rockstars. I am joined by two of the men behind LookWho.com. We have got Byron Booker. He is the CEO and co-founder. Yes, deserves a slow clap. Yes. And Ray J, obviously, big recording artist. Many hats that you wear, including content creation partner of
LookWho.com. And the Los Angeles Rams hat.
And literally the Los Angeles Rams hat. I love it. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
We're happy to be here.
Good. We're happy to have you. So let's start with you, Byron. Yeah. Being the CEO and co-founder, can you tell us what is LookWho.com?
LookWho, spelled L-O-O-K-H-U, by the way, is really meant to be a new streaming platform available for a lot of the creative community and influencers, recording artists, musicians, and actors to create new content, innovative content, and offer consumers a la carte channels, very niche content that they want to get. So one of the distinguishing features of LookWho is that we have a lot of a la carte channels. For instance, we share a studio with Kevin Hart called Dream Magic Studios in Canoga Park, and he's coming up with a new channel called Laugh Out Loud. It's $3.99 a month. It's all comedy. It's a lot of influencers, and we've been privy to see a lot of the dope stuff that they've been developing for the last couple of years. That'll be another potential channel on LookWho that you can get content just in the comedy genre. Or we have stuff just in horror, or we have a lot of music content. So stuff like that is what's unique about LookWho. And we offer it on Amazon or Android or iOS platforms. And so we continue to push the envelope with content. So one of the things we did with Ray J is a visual album that I think we really pushed the envelope in combining reality, music videos, scripted, and just came together in a beautiful way. So we're very proud of one of our first original series with Ray Demption. And it's 10 episodes, 10 minutes each. And it's really birthed from Ray J's experience, his vision, along with Antonio Ward, the director. And it's just a beautiful work of art that we did.
So cool. So Ray J, what made you want to be a part of this and put your music and your content on LookWho.com?
I feel like LookWho is going to be one of the new places that people go to check out everything they want. And when I met Byron, he was really confident in us connecting and putting a project together and putting something that was really good. Well, I would say great, because not only did we put our heart and soul behind just shooting the whole Redemption project, the budget behind it was really good as well. So, you know, LookWho provided us an outlet, but also a chance to be comfortable in our art and do something that was epic, something that I think people could watch and go, wow, that's quality. I mean, if you got 10 minutes an episode, or you got 30 minutes, or you got 45 minutes an episode, sometimes people tend to just kind of throw a bunch of stuff together and put it out. I mean, that's what's, you know, you can get that right now online. You can just go anywhere and check out somebody that could do something in 5 minutes and just make it up and it'll go viral. This, though, is really a lot of thought behind it. Just from my past, and you know, I'm married now, going from just the life I used to live, just super lit, super turned up, making a lot of mistakes, but then making a lot of money and trying to balance between the two and trying to find yourself at the same time, and then falling in love, and then finding something spiritual happening inside of you to just evolve. You know, that's kind of what redemption is about. And a lot of people can look at themselves through the movie and through the music and kind of connect with it from their own redemption side. But Look Who really gave us a chance to do it right.
Yeah. From your perspective as an artist, when you release an album, it's obviously so much more than the music. It's the storytelling. It's people getting to know you. So can you speak to that a little bit, how this platform has really allowed for you to be a storyteller and share so much more than just the music, but really what the music is all about?
Yeah, it's giving you a chance to feel the music and see it at the same time. Like now, when I listen to the music after watching the Redemption movie, I listen to the music totally different because now you can see exactly what you watched in the movie and you kind of relive it over and over. And you like the song better and you like the music better. So it's giving you a chance to put something that's extremely, extremely quality and also something that, you know, you believe in and feel comfortable with. And so it hasn't been easy, you know, connecting the dots, but once they are connected and it's really something good, you can feel it. And from there, you just got to work it. And that's what we're doing now, just really going out and just bringing call to action.
So when people watch this, what's something new and interesting that they're going to learn about you?
Just the change. I mean, people that kind of see me grow up, just kind of see me more in a player turned up vibe where, you know, whether it was For the Love of Ray J or just, you know, me having just a multiple exciting life, I would say. Now I'm married and now I'm just doing something totally new and putting a whole lot more substance behind the stuff we're doing, especially Redemption. So this is like the lead off. This is something that we've been working on for a while. So our heart and soul is into it. And now it's just this journey that I feel like we got to go on and just continue to promote it and market it as if, you know, it was an independent project I did back in the day. We just got to go now down into the trenches and get everybody on it.
Very cool. So on the flip side, when you're looking who to work with, which artists, which celebrities, influencers to work with, what are you looking for?
Well, I like anyone who really has a vision. Obviously, they need to have an audience that really can identify with their artistry and their vision. And, you know, somebody who's really innovative and wants to embrace a young company like Who and all that we have to offer and understands this space. There's so many different opportunities in this whole new streaming media. And we really want to be one of the companies that really create new models and new opportunities to monetize content in a different way. As you know, music business changed dramatically over the last 10 years and artists are finding new ways to monetize their music and their brand. And really their vision of their music catapults them in so many different industries and so many different facets. And so we want to work with artists that understand the bigger picture of, you know, how their music can translate into other things. Mm-hmm. And we want to grow with them as an artist. So Ray J offered a lot of that. He's really an innovator in himself. He has a tech company of his own. And he really saw that, you know, we wanted to embrace all of that.
Yeah. So Ray J, as Byron described, the music industry has changed so much and how you monetize it, how you stay relevant and have a hand in all these different areas of content creation. Can you speak to that a little bit of how it's changed throughout the years that you've been involved and how you're really keeping up with it?
Yeah, well, I think Byron and really got me back into wanting to do it again because I was kind of doing it for fun at this point because when you do music, it's a spiritual kind of success that you tend to have and when you connect with your fans, it's kind of like if you sell a product, that's just if the product is good, if it's relevant, you can sell it. Other people can get behind it. You can copy it. Whatever it is with music, it's this spiritual connection you have with you and a fan base that really nobody can control. So you really never know how the tables will turn in music and who will be the next, you know, star, the next number one, the next go-to. So for me, without having Look Who or a platform to go to where I feel like I can reach more than a million people and really just have that commercial to really go out and feel confident to promote it, I kind of took a step back just because When I started Raytronics and I got the Scooty bikes, and once we started doing deals with like Neiman Marcus and with the Staples Center and with FYE, and I can go on and on with who's getting involved just from the technology side. I kind of got depressed with the music, and I said, okay, well, if I'm selling a Scooty bike for $12.99 and I'm selling my album or my single for $1.29, how can I make it up? You know, how can I survive? How can I win in this world that's so competitive, and it's just so many people out there doing music, and it's so disposable. Once one day your song is hot, and the next day you actually got to do another song, because you can't just stick with that one record for the year like, you know, back in the day. So now that I got with Look Who, I have spent, you know, a lot of money just on my album, and I was running out, and they said, listen, let us take it from here. We'll show you the way. We'll show you how we stream. We'll show you really what's going on. And they was educating me from then, and kind of still educating me till now. So with the music, it's a little bit complicated, I can't even lie. So having Look Who to kind of be my platform is helping me understand where we are going to go right now, because it's just so new. And me being independent pretty much my total career, all I want to do is just go work, you know, just send me out and let me promote, market the project. That's what I know how to do. And if you have a team behind you that knows how to do the other side, that's when you win. That's when you can have a really dope basketball team where everybody's playing their part. And I think now that we tied in with Look Who, I can do my part and then they'll do the rest, which makes me breathe a lot better, you know, and I can just calm down and just stay in my creative process, as opposed to always having to put the business hat on and always trying to find out where we go from here.
Awesome. Well, we're going to talk more about building a team, the other projects that you are involved in, okay, and also how you are disrupting this streaming industry and combining it with music through Look Who. So sit tight. We are the biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
Protecting data in today's complex business infrastructures presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that lets you easily backup data wherever it resides and replicate it to another location on your network or private cloud, the Barracuda Cloud, or to the AWS Public Cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Honda and Nissan owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
A new study from Liberty Mutual Insurance and Students Against Destructive Decisions reveals that one-third of teens think smoking marijuana and driving is legal. Lead driving safety expert Mike Sample with more.
Parents and teens alike must appreciate the importance of not driving under the influence of marijuana to help keep everyone safe on the road. Marijuana consumption can significantly impair your driving skills, affecting your motor coordination, judgment, and reaction time. For more information, visit libertymutual.com/teendriving.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 5533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
We are the biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. Welcome back to Business Rockstars, where we are continuing our conversation with Ray J and Byron Booker of LookWho.com. Love the enthusiasm. So we were just talking about during break how you're really disrupting this streaming space through combining music with content creation. And of course, you're going to expand be much more beyond music. But can you speak to this and what your larger vision really is?
Well, I like to use in the streaming space, Netflix is a great case study. They were able to see at the time when they came in and was so disruptive to the DVD and VHS business that people were still using your DVDs or DVDs. So they would ship those in the mail, but they were still called Netflix because they knew ultimately people would consume content on the net. And then the music streaming has become the final destination for music monetization and consumption. So just as that's happening, we feel like in the future, people will want to get their streaming content a la carte channels, individual networks, niche networks, whether it's around comedy or around LGBT or around certain languages that aren't really being underserved in terms of content. Mm. We all top end. We got a Filipino channel. We got an LGBT channel. We got a horror channel.
So you would just subscribe, for instance, to an LGBT channel.
$1.99 or $2.99.
Okay.
And that's what one of the things is that we see the future is going to be. Ultimately, right now, people will come. It's a freemium platform, so they can watch a lot of stuff for free, whether it's short clips or long, you know, documentaries, what have you. Oh, but I can subscribe just to this niche community that I identify with.
Okay, so that's how you guys fit into where you think the vision is going, is that you're going to have these a la carte offerings based upon what your interests are.
Absolutely. And so that's one of the things you'll notice right away. So you'll have live news, sports, you have a whole plethora of different on-demand assets, and then I can subscribe to individual niche channels. So that's going to be a user experience, and you'll notice that's a difference right off top. We really started in the whole visual album space because it's an emerging kind of genre. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Beyonce had a lot of success and kind of was really a champion for the whole thing. And now you'll see that that's going to become the norm because the visual and the music is really kind of merging. So why don't we, as LookWho, as being a young, innovative company, really try to own that space and even push those boundaries even further, which I feel like we did with Redemption. And even in VR and augmented reality, we're definitely exploring a lot of that stuff in our studio, playing with different ideas, games, social games, stuff we can do only within this digital environment. And so you'll see some really disruptive things come out of LookWho, including the whole visual album space.
So Ray J, as an artist, is that exciting that it's getting into this visual album space? Does it feel like more of an opportunity or does it feel kind of daunting?
Not. I mean, the whole evolution and just where everything is going is exciting. You know, for me, just always being in television and kind of always being on a TV show or always, you know, had a reality show. to tie in that with the music for me is dope because I live in both worlds.
It's a natural fit for you.
Yeah, so I'm excited because now you can really embrace the music with something in your mind that you've seen. That's not just, 3 minutes. It's a whole full story of what you believe in and whatever story you're trying to tell musically. Now you can open up a book visually and actually watch it as if you were reading a really good book. So I'm very excited about it and, I'm ready to do my part.
Yeah.
I think the opportunity with Ray, too, because he has such a big TV audience, is to discover new things about his music side. And he definitely has music fans that perhaps maybe are different than the TV fans, but bringing those worlds together and they both can appreciate different aspects of him is really what I think is dope. I think that's going to be an interesting thing that Ray J uniquely brings to the whole visual album space.
Yeah, totally. And you are working on multiple projects simultaneously. Can you give us a little bit of an insight behind the scenes to what your world looks like and some of the businesses you're working on?
Well, Raytronix is a new technology kind of transportation company that I have, which we got the hottest bike in America right now. It's called Scooty Bike. We endorse everybody from Diddy to Bieber to the Rams, the Clippers, the Redskins, Vogue models, superstars, tastemakers, everybody's getting in on the bike, but we really trying to get it to a level where people can use it in their day-to-day use, because now it's like a toy people want. The kids can ride it. It goes 19 miles per hour. It's USB, Bluetooth. You can fold it up. It's just a really cool thing to have.
Gotta bring one up here.
Yeah, we gotta make a business rock star.
Yeah, that would be cool.
But the customization part of it is really blowing up right now. And that's just in Scooty Bike. And then on TV, we still got Love and Hip Hop coming out soon. It should be out in the next couple weeks on VH1, a new show called Driven to Love on WeTV. And then it's a few other projects that I have in the works that people just got to wait for as far as on TV. But other than that, it's all about Redemption. It's all about the visual album coming. I think we got a 6-month, 8-month journey on just promoting it and marketing it and getting it out there. So that's my full focus right now, is just putting Look Who where they need to go from my end and doing my part. And then at the same time, Redemption, just putting it on the map.
Yeah, and as you alluded to earlier, none of this would be possible if you didn't have a great team, because you do have your hand in so many different projects.
A great team and a great budget.
Yeah, yeah. Can you speak to that?
It's all about, it's like a budget is important, whether it's a small budget or a big budget. Something got to give. Somebody got to come out of the pocket and believe from a financial side, especially if you're creating it from a different side and you believe you can touch the stars and the moon and you know you got it. Now somebody has to see it with you and support it from a financial side. And when you reach a peak and you putting all your money up and there's no more money to put up, because you might have to take care of this bill and that bill and take care of your family, you reach a wall. And when somebody comes in and says, "We got it from here, let us help you climb the stairs to heaven or wherever you believe you can go," that's when the magic really starts happening. And whether it's a record deal or a movie deal or just an investor coming in and saying, "Hey, here's this much. I believe in you."
Yeah. And I know the vision is to be involved in a lot of different genres when it comes to content creation, but you're really focusing and developing on music right now, given your background in music and your relationships. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us a little bit about that natural progression from your music industry, your relationships, to creating this component of Look Who?
Well, I'll give you the short version. Basically, I started off as an artist. Then I became a label owner. Then I went into publishing. Then I did live stream concerts. And I was able to have success in all of those areas. And I really fell in love with business. I fell in love with industry. I fell in love with the creative end of business. And I really had a passion for both. So when I saw where media was going in general, and I saw where the music business was going, really when I was trying to figure out how I could be a leader and an innovator in the music space, I started looking at more of just the content space, the digital space, and the lines became more blurred. So now you have companies even like Spotify and Tidal that are trying to do movies and visual albums and stuff like that, because I think even they recognize. And I embrace it because I had a lot of that same foresight, and it just kind of confirms where I see the media going. And it was like, why don't I just learn this whole space? So when I created Look Who, I saw where cable industry was going in terms of content. saw with music and streaming was going, I said, okay, Look Who can be something distinct. It can be something that's different. It can be something that we are a part of the community of creators to kind of create and define what it's going to mean and what it's going to be. And so that's what it really inspired me to form Look Who.
Yeah. So cool. Yeah. So fun learning about how you are disrupting this space. Thank you so much for your time. Ray J, thank you. Best of luck. Can't wait to check it all out. Very cool.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Bye. We are the biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
If you believe you are what you eat, then consider the link between food and your health. Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, it may not be possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food alone. Dr. Catherine Sharif.
Case in point, every human has a basic nutritional need for omega-3 fatty acids, but the body can't create them on its own. Known to help reduce the risk of coronary heart disease and support brain, joint, and eye health, omega-3s are found in fatty fish such as salmon, sardines, and mackerel. But the reality is most people aren't consuming enough through diet alone.
Even those who choose to get their O3 through supplements may be confused about what to look for. That's something the global...
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Rockstars, I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I've got my boy Jeremy Haynes in the house. He's the CEO and founder of Megalodon Marketing. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, brother.
Thank you, my man. Appreciate you having me.
Tell us what you do. It obviously has something to do with marketing, and you're a rock star at it.
So I run a digital agency, but we specialize in personality brand development. So We take people who have real results in real life, commonly executives, entrepreneurs, just people who want to help others obtain a result commonly. And we create information products for them, tangible, intangible. So webinars, books, video series, online courses, universities, academies. And obviously we do all the marketing that coincides with that, all the asset creation.
Okay. So it's really fun. Who's the client profile you specifically work with for this? Is there a range or is it anyone that wants to get into that?
A great question. So it's commonly somebody who says, I've built a business or I've obtained a result and I have the desire and the know-how to teach it to somebody else. So somebody who's fluent in the ability to articulate something that they've done to show others how to obtain that result. So we put all this actionable data into something that's broke down on a granular level on more of like a step-by-step kind of blueprint approach. And a user or a lead, if you will come into that program and go through a process, if you will, just kind of grow into whatever it is that that result is kind of articulated for on the front end of the product. Okay. So entrepreneurs, business people, just people have real results in real life.
Yeah.
Not these people who are like the frou-frou motivation, like
the fake gurus and experts.
Yeah, the people like, who like listen to the experts and just kind of like, okay, you know, okay, are like the fish underneath a shark, if you will, you know?
So people that actually have results and absolutely, you teach them how to basically brand themselves, get their content out there and monetize it.
Absolutely. So we believe in the recurring revenue that comes from this and these systems that we're able to create for people. We've done it time and time again. We've come in, proven the model works, and it's $107 billion online education space. That's the market cap currently. So there's a lot of room to grow inside of it.
So you're young.
Huh?
22.
Uh-huh.
22?
Yes, sir.
Dude, come on.
Come on, man.
Okay, so give me a little background. You know, how did you get into this space? Were you somebody who was like up and coming young and you're like, man, I got to get on this online marketing stuff?
Good question.
Or did you have a job that you hated and you're like, I can never work for anybody? Well, give me a little background. Paint the picture for me.
All right, so I'll make it like short. I'll go through like the sequence, right? So I grew up in Ohio, in Cuyahoga Falls, which Ohio sucks. It's just like this gray wall above it. Like people are very negative. Like, you know, no offense to anybody who lives in Ohio, but like it just wasn't where I lived. It wasn't supportive, right? Or maybe the people I was around weren't supportive. So anyway, at 16, I banked $60,000 in 3 months to a video production company. I didn't like say a word. Like I was very low key about it because people still told me openly that I couldn't do what I literally just did. Mm. They'd tell me to go to school. They'd tell me to do all these things. So, you know, I had made more than in that 3 month period of time than my parents did throughout a year. Mm. So it kind of turned me egotistical, right? Anyway, I knew I didn't know how to sell people. I knew I was egotistical at 16. And so when I was 18, fresh out of high school, I got into a sales job, moved to Colorado, was complacent for 2 years, got tired of being slow, moved to Miami Beach, had $125 in my pocket, sat on suitcases for 3 weeks, had a job selling phones inside of Costco, and I met a dude. He gave me a job where I became his head of social media marketing. I was 19 and a half,
okay,
maybe 20.
And who was the dude?
His name was Peter Stein, and he ran a company called Energy Saving Solutions. And I was his head of social media marketing because I was young, because I had the background I did in entrepreneurship. I just common guy. So he just put me in his position, right? I grew to his head of marketing, which is a resume builder. And I get a call one day from Grant Cardone's recruiter. And Grant Cardone's recruiter goes, hey, we use this thing called Infusionsoft, which is a CRM.
Yeah.
And we have all these salespeople that use this system and like all these people in it. And like, we just don't know, like, we don't know how to use it. Like we need trained, like you're an Infusionsoft expert, right? And I'm like, oh yeah. And so, so I come in, I do the interview, I get the job and I work for Grant Cardone for 13 months. So I was his email marketing manager for 3 months. That grew into a digital marketing specialist. His database grew from 150,000 to 453,000 in the 13 months I was there. 25 salespeople were trained on how to contextually follow up with people based on where they were at in the sales process with his two products. And we generated a lot of revenue. We averaged about $1.8 million there for a few months as like digital revenue that was coming in through the online university. And that was with the help, of course, the creative team, sales team, Grant. But it was an awesome time. I just became aware of a skill and started my agency.
That's fantastic. Well, I love that you painted the story for us. And it shows that you kind of had your hands kind of in the roots of it. You saw experience from going from one thing to the next, 100%. You didn't, like you were saying, right? Just all of a sudden say, hey, I'm an expert in it. You actually rolled your sleeves up. You did the work and you work with somebody that I think a lot of people know who he is.
Absolutely. I was an entrepreneur gone. I would not be where I am today if it wasn't working for Grant and like just becoming self-aware of the tangible skill of being a digital marketer. And then also being able to learn just how to run an actual business. If I didn't work for Grant and I just obtained the skill of being a digital marketer, I would just be another guy marketing himself for Facebook ads or being able to do stuff from ad perspective instead of being able to come in and build an actual business.
Build an actual business, you know what I mean? Which you've done by the age of 22.
Absolutely.
We've got the CEO and founder of Megalodon Marketing, Jeremy Haynes, blowing my mind right now. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. I want to know from your advice, if somebody was going to get into the same space as you, what would be some practical steps to follow in your footsteps?
You definitely want to get
in. Because you've done it by 22, so they're probably thinking like, hey, I can do this pretty quick.
Well, there's two things you can do. I mean, you can either go through like the hard knock experience of having to get, because once again, I don't advocate for people who don't have real results in real life, you know, so I wouldn't tell somebody just to hop into the agency space. You know, they need to go out of their way and like work into getting clients and getting returns and getting results and, you know, having a job where they obtain the skill itself and then getting into business. But nowadays there is mentorship that you can seek. And like I advocate for online courses, of course. Yeah. So I was just in Ty Lopez's SMMA program, which is his, you know, how to create a social media marketing agency. Yeah. So I taught people how to sell Google PPC in that course and other upsells associated with that. So there's officially like online mentorship that you can actually scale yourself through others like Ty, myself, people like Joshua Earp who have positioned themselves, Dan Fleischman, to give their own piece of expertise towards that one goal of becoming an agency owner. So I definitely advocate for that.
Okay, fantastic. And the question is how does somebody know if an agency model is the right one for them? Versus just going out and creating maybe a different version of supplementing the same thing, but versus like, let's talk about that. Maybe the difference between like a marketing consultant and actually being an agency.
Good point. So a lot of people, and I actually have people that work for me right now. Like one of my digital marketers was like this, where she's an expert. She's very reputable in the market right now. Like you could go look up her name and you'd be able to see that she markets herself very well. However, once she started generating clients and getting out there, she didn't want to handle, you know, accounting and admin and support and day-to-day client communications and everything that goes with running the business. She just wanted to deal with, you know, getting the results and doing what she loved. She didn't realize that she kind of fell into having to run a business, right? So in my opinion, it comes with a hard knock experience, because as soon as I started, I realized there was a lot of opportunity in being able to do the other things that I had done historically or would be able to have through strategic partners that come in and work these massive deals with us, right? So from that perspective, it's either, you know, being able to deal with the business management and hiring business development specialists to help you out, or just, you know, sticking with whatever you love and kind of like joining underneath something else that can support you. You know what I mean?
I got you. What do you think has been one of the hardest things? Because I think it's fun to talk about success. I know you've achieved a lot of success as a young person. But my question is the failures. What do you think has been like a big failure or obstacle you've overcame?
So I would say, I mean, I've had three failed businesses. So It's not like I haven't gone into business before and just completely failed. Most of the time it comes from lack of effort. There's been a few times though, like let's use my agency as an example. I've grown into over $500,000 in under a year of running it in the 11 months we've been in business, and that was net profits. But that came from consistently hitting ceilings and then having to work through issues that would have held us back if I wasn't able to staff or hire mentors or, you know, just kind of fix where I was weak at while I was going into affluence to maintain affluence, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, common failures in business have really just come from lack of effort and just, you know, obviously like financial withdrawals during those times, but you know, those build us into the best of ourselves. You know what I mean? That's what allows you to be motivated and aggressive in the market.
How do you build the team around you? Because I think when most people think about an agency, I love how you break it down, because you make it sound so easy. So how do you get the people around you so that you can lock in the deal? And then you can essentially say, great, here's my team that's going to do this stuff. Do you hire them? Do you train them? Do you find people that are already doing the work that you can bring in?
So depends on the position, right? Because some positions are people that I know that I've worked with historically that might be able to fill a hat that I need inside of my agency that I know can grow into other roles. And so it's like a relationship basis, right? Majority of my team comes from already being experts, already having results, already being something themselves. And that model where they don't necessarily want to keep themselves in business to handle everything, and they want to come in and work with somebody. So all 18 people that work for me right now, they're all underneath me as W-2 employees and staff.
Yeah.
But that being said, it's come from, I mean, me getting referrals from other people, me going online, having the social media presence that I have to be able to say, hey, I need an expert to come in. Like, who can I hire? And then those people sometimes come in house. Other times just been maybe in my office building, I find somebody that I've one employee like that. They come from all over. You got to keep your eyes open. I had a guy the other day, $3.2 billion man, tell me that one of his best people he had ever hired originally came from a Dunkin' Donuts.
Hard workers, right?
You got to be able to see him when they come. You know what I mean?
You got to be able to see him when they come from a billionaire.
Uh-huh, that's right.
So what do you think is one of the biggest mistakes? I know you work with a lot of different entrepreneurs of all you know, levels of success. Yeah. What do you think is a big mistake, a common mistake you see a lot of entrepreneurs make today? There's a lot. It could be in the online marketing space, could just be in general.
If we're going like as big as we possibly can, I think it's really just undermining like what you need to do in the market to really get and keep attention on yourself. This is one thing Grant taught me as direct mentorship from him, that, you know, attention is our greatest asset in business and obscurity is our greatest problem, meaning we always need to retain the ability to get attention and keep attention. Yeah. And I really think people undermine that. Like people in business really try to either not stay low key, but, you know, their activities in a day aren't geared towards things where they can stop and get attention along the way. And I feel like a lot of people lose tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in business, depending on what they do, from undermining things that are currently available to us. You know, it's kind of like having, you know, a hammer and nail in front of you and you need to get something on the wall, but you're looking around for the hammer and nail when it's right in front of you, right?
Yeah. I think attention is essentially the essence of the first step of marketing. Is in order, before you can educate, before you can have a call to action, before you can do any of that stuff, you have to first get people's attention. So
absolutely,
I love that you brought that up. I think it's a very viable asset. Mm-hmm. Somebody says they want to follow you on social media, they want to hit you up, they want to learn more about your marketing, we're going to do that.
The Jeremy Haynes, and then on my Snapchat, that's the only one that's different. That's the Life of Haynes.
Okay, awesome. Well, brother, appreciate you for coming on the show and rocking
it. Come on, man.
Business rock star, right?
Hey, Jeremy Haynes.
This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we connect a community of entrepreneurs. Maybe you'd like to be a part of it. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
An entrepreneur has so little time to convince anyone they are the real deal. Here are some ways to help you pitch your business. I'm Alex Worley with a Business Rockstars Minute. Number one, be prepared. The way you conduct yourself when the tough questions come flying from all directions can determine the outcome of your pitch for better or worse. Number two, get to the point. With adult attention spans maxing out anywhere from 8 seconds to 20 minutes, presentations that fail to capture interest immediately and sustain it through the critical parts have a slim chance of winning. Number three, be real. We've all learned lessons, turned around a bad situation, and found inspiration in other success. The powerful messages we learned from these stories are what make a business pitch real and the pitcher trustworthy to an audience. I'm Alex Worley, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Why have over 3 million guys switched to Harry's razors? Because at Harry's, we give you less. We make just one razor with 5 German-engineered blades.
Ding!
All you need for a smooth and comfortable shave.
Ah.
And we got rid of upcharges. By owning the factory and cutting out the middleman, we're able to sell our high-quality blades for half the price of the other guys.
Ka-ching!
Now we're dropping the half-price sound effects guy.
Wait, why?
Not everyone can give you high quality for a fraction of the price. Harry's. One perfect razor. None of the extra noise. As a special offer for radio listeners, get an $18 shave set with an added bonus for free when you visit harrys.com and use code 2525 at checkout. Just cover a few bucks for shipping. That's harrys.com, code 2525 for a free shave set offer. Again, it's harrys.com, code 2525. Please note, no sound effects guys were harmed in the making of this radio recording.
This is Bob Tufts of My Life is Worth It for a Healthier You. When I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma over 8 years ago, the median survival rate was only 1 to 3 years. Luckily for me, science and biomedical innovation have changed that. 10 new myeloma treatments were introduced in the past year. The 5-year survival rate for myeloma patients is now almost 50%, and at some hospitals it is 63%. In the 8 years since my diagnosis, I've taught over 1,500 students at 3 colleges, served as a school advisor, and coached hundreds of young baseball players through the Major League Baseball Players Alumni Clinics. I want all cancer patients to have those extra years to enjoy life and contribute back to society. That's why we must stop mindless cost-cutting and refocus our healthcare system on patients. Our lives are worth it. For more details, go to Facebook.com/BetterHealthcarePolicy. Once again, that's Facebook.com/BetterHealthcarePolicy.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Brand on social media. I'm Alex Worley, here to help us answer that question. Carlos Gill, he's a social media strategist, so you're going to have a wealth of knowledge in this area. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, so first of all, who needs both a personal and professional brand?
Everyone needs a professional
brand. You got
that?
Everyone. That means
you. Everybody. There's no question about it. Social media is a very noisy ecosystem today. And if you are going to stand out, if you have any chance, whether it's promoting your business or you as an individual, you have to have a personal brand. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Wow. And the reason, I'm sure, is because people ultimately buy from people and they don't want to just engage with a brand. They want to engage with people behind that brand, right?
You absolutely got it right. People relate to other people. And one thing that's been lost about social media over the years is the key word is social. You have to socialize. And let's think about it. When most people wake up in the morning, they don't go online on Facebook or on Twitter to see a sponsored post from a brand. They go online to check their Snapchat or check their Facebook to engage with their homies. So with that being said, if you want to have any shot at reaching the audience that lives out there, whoever the audience is, if you want to have any shot at reaching them, you have to be much more personable.
You got to be their homie.
Snapchat especially is one of these platforms where you're speaking to an audience that's much younger than what you find on, say, Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter. You're speaking to a millennial, someone between the age of 13 to 35 years old. And if you want to have any shot at gaining their trust and gain their interest, most importantly, you have to be personable. Just right hooking consumers with sales offers, buy from me. That doesn't work. This is social media. And it's the year 2017 where the demographic and the consumer has become much younger than what we've seen in the early days of Facebook.
Totally. Okay, let's break this down, though, on what that means. Does that mean that you have two separate accounts, one personal account, one professional? Do you mix the two? What do you advise as far as that goes?
So I get asked this question all the time. And my answer is you should have a presence for you as an individual and you as a business. And the reason why is because people, consumers, they want to have an inner glimpse of who you are as an individual. Let's say that you have a startup and you are going through the process of raising money or hiring talent, building the product. People want to see an inner glimpse of that. That's essentially what's going to help build loyalty around your startup or around your company. Whereas the company content is more focused on, let's face it, why you should buy from us, why you should do business with us, and why you should work for us.
So is there ever a time that it's okay to post personal things on the company account?
There's a very fine line between that.
Describe how we go around that line.
There's a very fine line. So I see companies all the time that, for example, they win an award and they have a happy hour and they're celebrating. That's great. Because break it down into these categories. Why do I want to work for a company is of interest to talent that's looking for employment opportunities. And why do I want to do business with a company? So if the content you create can answer one of those two categories, then go have at it. But if it's just going on social media, pontificate on a personal level, whether it's about the industry that you're in or whatever it might be, that's more of content that should remain on your own personal social network. And I've seen many successful CEOs, even at big brands, like you see T-Mobile, their CEO, John Legere, is very active on social media. And that's more of an extreme example, if you will. But it's an example that any CEO or any executive out there can go ahead and follow to see, here's how I still can maintain my own independence online, separate from my company.
And of course, it's case by case, you know, depending on how personable your brand is, the size of your company, there may be more wiggle room as far as you as the individual, the owner of the company, can be on the company's account, right?
Absolutely. And it goes back to what we said before, people buy from people and people trust people. And ever before social media came out on the scene, business has always been predicated on relationship building. So someone sees content that you put out and they see, for example, that you are a family man or you're a mom and you have children and they see your hobbies. That's a way that consumers out there can go ahead and relate to you. And if you tap more into the personal side, what's going to happen is people are going to say, wow, this person is relatable. I see things in common with them. And they also happen to run a business. Let me see what they do and let me see how I can potentially help them. And that's something that's lost, I think, in today's day and age, because so many folks out there see social media as an outlet for marketing and advertising. And they think, how can we get as much content out there as quick as possible to drive as many sales and as many new customers without realizing that it's actually community and not content that is king in this whole ecosystem.
And you need your customers to like, know, and trust you. So this is such a fabulous way of doing that. But I know a lot of people watching and listening are probably going, okay, great. So I'm going to start this personal account, this personal brand. What the heck do I post? So can you speak to that, please?
Yeah. So the first thing is choose the networks that feel comfortable for you. Once again, I get asked, should I be opening up my Facebook to a business audience? Should I be using Instagram? Should I be using Twitter? So the first thing is whatever network feels comfortable for you. I personally use Facebook as a business social network. For me, Facebook is an extension of LinkedIn. If we can go out, and this is my philosophy, if we can go out at a conference and have drinks at the hotel lobby bar, we can be friends on Facebook. If we can go play a round of golf together, we can be friends on Facebook. And once you start opening yourself up to what you do on the weekends, what you do after hours, the people you hang out with, what you'll start doing is very quickly, you'll start discovering that there's a lot of folks out there in the business community that you have mutual friends with, which is the terminology used on Facebook. Same thing happens with Twitter and with Instagram. So I would recommend anyone out there that's a little hesitant, a little nervous, if you're going to be on these platforms, start opening yourself up, start showing what you do when it's not always about business.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people who have two accounts on Facebook. So maybe the more personal things that they just want to share with their inner circle, they share on one account and then they have a business account. Would you advise that?
I see this happen actually in real estate a lot, where a lot of real estate agents out there and brokers, they have a Facebook page set up for the business. And then they have a personal account or personal profile in which they share content from the business account over the personal. At the end of the day, it really comes down to how much time and bandwidth do you have to leverage all your social channels? Mm-hmm. Me personally, I'm someone that is balancing Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, email, website, you name it. So I personally am not a proponent of having
anything
excessive
extra.
Pages that you don't need to have. Just have it all encompassing in one.
Thank you so much for your time. My guest, Carlos Gil, he is the social media strategist, and we are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
Yeah. If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you.